You're on 981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We always want our kids to eat healthy, and a good place to do it is at school. How do we make sure that they do? It could just be as simple as a swap. Joining us to have a chat about it from the University of Newcastle is Matt McLaughlin, PhD candidate from the School of Medicine and Public Health. Matt, are you well?
Very well, thanks, Andrew. Yeah.
That's the way. Our kids don't always take the healthiest snacks to school, do they?
No, it's really difficult for parents, you know, busy lives, and we're up against it. We see loads of junk food advertising. And yeah, so unfortunately, kids' lunchboxes contain about 3 serves on average of what we call discretionary foods. These are those junk foods, things like chips and lollies and stuff like that.
And that's because, amongst other things, not just the fact that, you know, the kids like the stuff that's salty and sweet, but also there is the advertising factor about it. You know, if you turn up with something that everybody sees on TV, you're a pretty cool kid.
That's right, yeah. It's shoved up in our faces. There's discounts. There's all sorts. And sometimes we just don't know, you know, which products are the healthy ones and which ones aren't. Something like a muesli bar, for example. Often people misconceive that muesli bars are something that we should be packing, when in fact, really, most muesli bars are quite unhealthy. And so what we did was we came up with a bank of swaps, and we said, these are the unhealthy swaps, and here are some healthier ones. And what we try to do, because we know that parents are really busy and that they need things that are convenient, we said, right, let's have some swaps that are super quick and easy. So, say, swapping chips for popcorn, or swapping muesli bar for some Weet-Bix bites, things that are really quick and easy. And then we also said, okay, the best type of swaps, the healthiest ones, are of course those ones that are homemade and include lots of fresh fruits and veggies.
So as opposed to kids getting to school and swapping their lunches like they've done forever, mum and dad need to swap it for the healthier stuff when they're at home before they even get to school.
That's a really good way of thinking about it. Yeah, we haven't heard that one yet. That's exactly it. Yeah, swapping the unhealthy foods for healthy ones. And it's not to say that the unhealthy foods should in any way be, you know, banned, or, you know, the odd treat here and there is absolutely fine. But it's all about balance, and the shift of the balance over the years has tended to go a bit more unhealthier, and we're seeing more and more unhealthy foods. And now it's time to kind of reshift that balance and give the parents the tools they need to pack a healthy lunchbox for their kids.
Matt, could it work out to be a little cheaper as well?
That's right. Some of the swaps, of course, are going to cost a little bit more. Some are going to cost a little bit less. But what we found overall is that the healthy lunchbox costs pretty much exactly the same as the unhealthy lunchbox. So we found that a typical lunchbox actually costs about $4 to pack, and that was whether it had the healthy foods in it or the unhealthy ones. All of our information can be found on our website if parents are interested in finding some of these swaps. And, you know, we've mentioned a couple, the chips for popcorn, muesli bars for bites.
Yep.
But you can go to Swap It, S-W-A-P-I-T, Swap It, and you'll find all of the little resources on there to make some healthy swaps.
Easy as that. Mum and Dad, go and check that out, because it really starts with the parents making sure that the kids are taking the right stuff. So swap it in. Matthew McLaughlin from the University of Newcastle, thank you very much for joining us and telling us all about it this morning.
Thanks very much, Andrew.